बहुदाखीतम छंद भी विविध ही प्रथा ब्रह्मसूत्र पदैश्चैव हेतुमद भी विनिश्चित ही Yesterday, we are discussing Tat Khetram, Khetram, this body, how we enter into different types of body, how it is obtained. There are 8,400,000 forms of body, according to the qualities. Three qualities, three multiplied by three, it becomes nine. Nine multiplied by nine, it becomes 81. So at least, in the lower grades of forms, there are 81 lakhs or 8,400,000. And above that, about 400,000 forms of human being. So one has to understand, unfortunately, people are so foolish at the present moment that they do not believe in the next life. Murha. What to speak of understanding God and Krishna? They have no even the basic principle of spiritual knowledge. Basic principle of spiritual knowledge is to understand that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. I am now fallen in this material condition, and therefore, according to my different desires, I am accepting different types of body and wandering throughout the whole universe. Sometimes this body, sometimes that body, sometimes in this planet, sometimes in other planet. This has become my unfortunate condition of life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Ei rupe brahmanna bhramite kono bhagavan. We are wandering in this cycle of birth and death and wandering in the universe. In this way, in the process of our wandering, somehow or other, if we become fortunate by association of devotees, by understanding the Vedic knowledge, jnana vairagya yuktaya, human life is meant for achieving knowledge and vairagya. Not that to increase the animal propensities even up to the point of death. That is not human life. Human life is meant for tapasya, tapodibbam, putraka, jina, suddhita, satya. Unfortunately, the modern civilization does not care for all these things, and it is very risky civilization, because nature process is that as you create your mentality, you get next life a similar body. Karmana daiva netrena jantar deho upapatti. You, in this body, you have to work, because this material world means one has to work. So, by your karmana, if your karma is not adjusted, if you do not work as a human being to be promoted to the qualification of a brahmana, and then surpass the brahmana qualification and become a Vaishnava, then your life is not perfect. Nati vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu. When our aim of life will be to understand our relationship with Vishnu, nati vidu, but we do not know it. We are so much captivated by the external energy Maya that the whole program is how to forget Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of God. But our real aim of life is to know our relationship with the Supreme Personality of God, Vishnu. Nati vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu durashaya. They are trying to become happy within this material world. Durashaya ji bohirathaman. Bohi, bohi means external energy. God has got parasya shakti vividayo sriyate. He has got multi-energies. All these multi-energies have been grossly divided into three. The external energy, the internal energy, and the marginal energy. So we living entities, we are the marginal energy. Marginal means between the two, spiritual energy and material energy. At the present moment, those who are in this material world, we are under the influence of material energy. But we can get out of this material energy by Bhagavad Bhakti. Māmeva ja prapadyante māyā metāṁ taranti. By our surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, we can get out of these clutches of external energy and again become under the internal energy. Mahātmānastamāṁ prārtha daivī prakriti māśrita. Now we are under the influence of Mahamaya. When we put ourselves under the influence of Yoga Maya, then we again go back to home, back to God. So this is a great science, and Vedic literature profusely has described this science, how to get out of these clutches of external energy. That is, Krishna says in the next verse, Rishivi Bhuda Gitam. Rishivi, not ordinary person. Rishi, great, just like Vyasa, Maharshi, Devarshi, Rajarshi, Rishi. Formerly, the Brahmanas, there were rishis, and the kshatriyas also, they were also just like rishis. Therefore, they are called rajarshi. The spiritual science is not understandable by ordinary men. Just like Krishna says in the fourth chapter, imam rajarshayo vidu. This science was understood by the great rajarshis. Just like Maharaj Yudhishthira, Rajarshi, Lord Ramchandra, Rajarshi, Maharaj Parikshit, Rajarshi, Maharaj Ikshvaku, Rajarshi. There are many. They were Rajarshis. The monarchy was not a cheap thing. The king was as good as a rishi. Therefore, they are called Rajarshi. The king used to rule over the citizens on the permission of the great sages, just like Narad, the Devarshi, used to visit Maharaj Yudhishthira, similarly other kings. So spiritual science is meant for great personalities, Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, not for the Vaishyas and the Shudras. One has to get to the quality of Brahmana and Kshatriya. So, Krishna says, therefore, even Rajan Saivo Vidu, unless one is rishi, great rishi, great saintly persons, one cannot understand the spiritual science. Therefore, Krishna says, although Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, He can personally say anything which is authorized, still He is giving reference to the statement of the rishis. This is the way of Vedic understanding. You cannot establish anything dogmatically. In my opinion, it is like this. What is your nonsense? What is your opinion? Even Krishna says, Rishivi Bahuvi, Rishivi Bahuvi, Rishivi Bahudha Gitam. There are different kinds of rishis. Gautam Rishi, Kanada Rishi. They are spoken, different in India, there are six kinds of philosophies, but they are not recognized. Rishivi, just like Devala Rishi, Narada Rishi, Vyasadeva, Asita Rishi, Valmiki Rishi, they are recognized. Rishivi Bhogya Gitam. They have got different philosophical ways to understand. Therefore, Bhagavad summarizes that Tarka Pratishtha Sutayo Vibhinya Naso Rishi Jasya Matangana Vibhinya. He is not a rishi whose opinion is not different. Yes. You are a rishi, you have got some different system of philosophy. And if I want to become a rishi, then I must disagree with you, just like in modern days it is going on, scientific research, philosophical research. Therefore, it is said, Naso Rishi Jasya Matangana Vibhinya. One cannot become a rishi unless he gives his personal different opinion. Therefore, Krishna says, Rishi Vi Bahudha Agitam. Then, which one we have to accept? We have to accept that is stated in the Vedic literature. Naso Rishi Jasya Matangana Vibhinya. Sutayo Vibhinya. Vedic literature, Sam Jajuri Kathatva. They are different. They are one. But we understand differently according to our quality of understanding. Otherwise, all Vedic literature aims to understand Krishna. Vedaishta sarvai ahameva vedam. That is the purpose of Veda, to understand Krishna. After many, many births of studying of Vedic literature in the process of Jnana Marga, when one becomes actually wise, Bahunam Janmanam Ante, when he is actually wise, Jnanavan, Manga Prapadate, he understands Krishna and surrenders unto him. That is actually understand. So, Chandavi Vividhai Prithak. But Sri Krishna Bhagavan is specially referring here with Brahma Sutra Padaishaiva. Brahma Sutra means Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta Sutra is referring. That is approved. There are different philosophical ways. Paramanu Bhada. Nidvishet Bhada, Sabhishet Bhada, Maya Bhada, they are all rejected. Simply, Brahma Sutra Padaishchaiva, Hetu Madhvi Vinishchitam. Brahma Sutra means Vedanta Sutra. It is called Brahma Sutra because the first aphorism of Vedanta Sutra is Athata Brahma Jigyasa. This human life is meant for inquiry about Brahma, the Absolute Truth. That is human life. Therefore, it is called Brahma Sutra. What is Brahma? Athata Brahma Jignyasa. जन्मार्धस्य जतः जन्मार्धस्य जतः ब्रह्मा इज द सुप्रीम सोर्स ऑफ एवरीथिंग सो देयरफॉर ब्रह्मसूत्र इज कॉल्ड न्याय प्रस्थान न्याय प्रस्थान श्रुति प्रस्थान स्मृति प्रस्थान वी हैव टू एक्सेप्ट दिस प्रस्थान द प्रोसेस ऑफ प्रोग्रेस टू अंडरस्टैंड द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रुथ सो ब्रह्मसूत्र इज कॉल्ड न्याय प्रस्थान बाय लॉजिक सफिशियंट लॉजिक ब्रह्मसूत्र कृष्ण सेज देयरफॉर ब्रह्मसूत्र पदैश्चैव हेतु मद ही विनिश्चित हेतु मत विद रीजन वी मस्ट अंडरस्टैंड तत्सद्धाना मुनयो ज्ञान वैराग्युक्तया पश्यन्ति आत्मनम आत्मानम आत्मने भक्ता श्रुत गृहीतया वक्ता श्रुत गृहीतया तत्सद्धाना मुनयो ज्ञान वैराग्युक्तया वन कैन अंडरस्टैंड द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रुथ एब्सोल्यूट ट्रुथ मीन्स द भगवान अल्टीमेटली वदन्ति तत्तत्त्वविदस्तत्त्वम् जद्ज्ञानम् अद्वयम् ब्रह्मेति परमात्मेति भगवान इति शब्द दैट इज परतत्त्व एब्सोल्यूट ट्रुथ विच इज नोन बाय समबडी एज ब्रह्म एंड समबडी एज परमात्मा एंड समबडी द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड The beginners, they understand, the beginners or the neophyte realization is impersonal Brahma, Brahmeti. Further advanced, this is the achievement of the Jnani. Those who are speculating on the Absolute Truth, they can understand the Absolute Truth in the impersonal feature. And those who are still further advanced, yogis, not only speculating, but they are practicing, actually. They are called yogis. Dhyanavasthita tadgatena munasa pashyanti yam yogino. They are yogis. Yogis, the dhyanavasthita, in meditation, the mind is absorbed. Always. Tadgatena manasa. Tadgatena means Vishnu gatena. Om Tat Sat. Tadgatena manasa by the mind. Absorbed in Vishnu understanding. Tadgatena manasa. Pashyantijam yogina. Jasantagna vidusura suragana. Devai tasmaino. Devaya tasmaino. जगम महावरुनंद रुद्रस्तुनंति दिग्वैस्तवै वेदै शांग पद उपनिषदै गायन्ति जन सामगा सो योगी आर इन द सेकंड स्टेज ऑफ सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन बट अल्टीमेट रियलाइजेशन इज भगवान कृष्णस्तु भगवान स्वयं भगवान हैज गॉट मेनी एक्सपेंशंस Nam Rishinga Paraha. First expansion is Balaram, then Sankarsan, Pradyumna, Niruddha, then Narayan. In this way, Vishnu, Mahavishnu, Vadbhutuk Sai Vishnu, Kiruduk Sai Vishnu. In this way, the Vishnu Tattva is expanded. Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupam Adyam Purana Purusam Navajupana. So, in this way there are many shastras, many Vedic literature and many explanations. But here Krishna gives a special reference to the Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra. Jnana Vairagya Yuktaya means one has to learn very nicely Vedanta Sutra. And the explanation of Vedanta Sutra natural comment on Vedanta Sutra is Srimad Bhagavatam. பாஷ்யம் பிரம்மசூத்ராணாம் தி பகவத் ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் இஸ் தி நேச்சுரல் கமெண்டரி பிகாஸ் தி ஆத்தர் பேஸ் தே ஆஃப்டர் கம்பைனிங் வேதாந்த சூத்ர அண்டர் தி இன்ஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் ஆஃப் நாரத் முனி ஹிஸ் குரு வியாசதேவ் குரு இஸ் நாரத் முனி he was not satisfied even after compiling Vedanta Sutra. He was not very happy. Narad Muni advised him that you should directly describe the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then you will be happy. It is indirect. All the Vedic literatures, they are indirect, direct. Therefore, Vyasadeva took Vedanta Sutra and from the very beginning of Vedanta Sutra, Janmadvasajataha, he commented on the Vedanta Sutra, Janmadvasajataha annayat itaratascha arthesu avigya sarat tini brahma rida adikavai muhyanti jatra suraya, in this way. Here, Krishna personally gives the Brahma Sutra. So, Brahma Sutra's commentary is Srimad Bhagavata. Therefore, if we want to understand spiritual truth as it is, then the beginning is Krishna's instruction, this Bhagavad Gita. Try to understand Bhagavad Gita very nicely. And if you can understand Bhagavad Gita nicely, perfectly, then you try to study Srimad Bhagavata. Srimad Bhagavatam Amalam Puranam. Amalam Puranam. Transcendental Puranam. Puranam means supplementary Vedic literature. That means completes. Because directly Vedic literature is very difficult to understand by the common man. Common man in Vedic literature is not for common man, even by the highly learned brahmanas, kshatriyas. Therefore, Puranas are there, and Mahabharata is also there. Mahabharata is meant for Stri Shudra Dijabandhunang Traino Sruti Guchara. Stri, woman, Shudra, and Dijabandhu. Dijabandhu means born in a Brahmin family, but he is not a Brahmin. That is Dijabandhu. Friend of a Brahmin. One who is not qualified. Brahmana. Satya samadama titikharjava. Jnanam vijnanam astikam brahmakarma svabhavajam. He is simply giving his identification. I am Brahmana. Without any qualification of a Brahmana. He is called Dijabandhu. Friend of a Brahmin. Just like a son of a high court judge, he can say, he has got the right that I am friend of my father, of my son of high court judge. That you can say. But you cannot say that you are high court judge. It is a qualification. Even though you are a son of a high court judge, if you have no qualification, how you can say that I am court judge? But that is going on, especially in India. I have no qualification. I am a Brahmana, but I still I say I am Brahmana. But they are called Dijabandhu. Dijabandhu. You cannot say. Brahma Janati iti Brahmana. If you have got full knowledge of Brahma, then you are a Brahmana. Jnanam vijnanam astikam brahma karma svabhava. And Narad Muni says that this qualification can be acquired by others also. As a son of a Brahman can by bad association disqualify himself. Similarly, a son of a non-Brahmin, he can qualify himself. It is education. It is not that it is monopoly by a certain section. No, that is not the Vedic injunction. Vedic injunction is, as it is in the Bhagavad Gita, Chaturbannam maya srishtam guna karma vibhagasa. Guna karma. You must have the qualities of a Brahmana or a Kshatriya or a Vaishya and or a Shudra. There are four divisions of the society. So, if you have the qualification of a Brahmana, Guna, and if you act as a Brahmana, then you are a Brahmana. You have no qualification. You don't act as a Brahmana. How you claim yourself as a Brahmana? No. That is not allowed. This is Shastri Indian. Narad Muni says, Jadi annatrapi disheta, tattena iva vinidhise. Every has got qualification. That is very natural. That is very natural. Jasahi jas lakhanam shad varnabhi manjakam. To ascertain which class a man belongs, whether he is a Brahmana or a Kshatriya or a Vaishya, there are qualifications. Just like ordinarily we know. We understand an engineer by qualification, a medical practitioner by qualification. We don't ask whose son you are, Mr. Engineer. No. If you have got engineer's qualification, you are engineer. Otherwise, how can you be engineer? Similarly, jasahi jad lakhanam shad varna bhimanjakam. Varna. This is Brahminical quality. Bhagavad Gita is saying, Satta samadhava titikha arjava sojjam tija juddhi cha palayanam khatriya. Khatriya must be very heroic. He'll never go away from fighting. If a khatriya is challenged, I want to fight with you. Yes, come on. That is kshatriya. Similarly, brahmana, this is their qualification. If such qualification is acquired by somebody else, even though he is not born in that family, Narad Muni says, tattena iva vinidhise. If a brahmana has not acquired the brahminical qualification, but a kshatriya qualification or a vaishya qualification or a sudra qualification, then according to the quality, guna and work, he should be asserted. Similarly, others also, jadi annatra vidisheta, this is Shastri Kingdom. And Krishna therefore refers to Brahma Sutra Padishyaka, hetimadhi vinishthita. So, we have to accept the Vedanta Sutra knowledge through Vedanta Sutra. Srila Jiva Goswami says, knowledge means Vedogyan. Vedanta Sutra Gyan, that is knowledge. Because it is very reasonably stated. Reasonably. Hetu madhi vinishthita. Krishna gives the authority of Vedanta Sutra. So we should have to accept the authority of Vedanta Sutra and try to understand. But Vedanta Sutra is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and if we accept Srimad Bhagavatam, first study Bhagavad Gita, and when we are actually realized, what is realization of Bhagavad Gita? Realization of Bhagavad Gita is to know Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. That is realization. Aradha Bhagavan Vrajasatamaya. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta paratanam nanya kinchidasti dhananjaya. There is no more superior authority than me. If we accept that, that Krishna is the supreme authority, then you learn Bhagavad Gita. And if you try to make minus Krishna, or if you want to take the position of Krishna, like the Mayavadi, then you become a rascal. There is no knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita means to accept Krishna, the supreme personality. And Krishna's demands, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam bhaja. That is the authority. So when one accepts Krishna as the supreme authority, then he can be, just like after passing your entrance examination, you can be admitted in the degree college. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita is the ABCD of spiritual knowledge. People even cannot understand the ABCD. What to speak of graduation, Srimad Bhagavatam. They have become so full. so degraded. Simple thing they cannot understand. This is the position. Therefore, our Krishna consciousness movement is trying its best to make people to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any nonsensical interpretation. This is our mission. But people will not take that. If we give some bluff that Krishna means you are also Krishna, I am also Krishna, why Krishna alone shall be God, you are also God, I am also, these things will be very much appreciated. Because we bluff, but that bluffing may be very pleasing to the demons, but those who are actually students of Bhagavad Gita, they will not accept this bluff. So therefore Krishna says, manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit jatati siddhaye jatatamapi siddhyanam kaschit vettimam tattva. To understand Krishna is difficult job, because Krishna says, manushyanam sahasreshu, in thousands and thousands of people one may be interested for siddhi. What is that siddhi? Siddhi, perfection. The perfection is how to get out of this material clutches, how to stop this repetition of birth, death, old age, and that is called siddhi. So, kosti jatati siddha, who is interested? They are dying like cats and dogs, they have accepted, our death is, that's all. But there is a solution of death, but they are not interested. They are prepared to die like cats and dogs, that's all. The human life is meant for making solution of birth, death, old age and disease, but they will not take it. That's all right, let us die. You are going to accept next life as a tree, never mind. They say like that, I will forget. You will have to stand up 7,000 years in one place, that's all right. They have become so dull. This is called Kali Yuga. Mandasu mandamatayo mandabhagaj bodhrata. Very slow, very bad. Manda means very bad. Sumandha matayo, and if one has got some path or some sect that is also adulterated, nuisance, manda matayo, manda bhagga, unfortunate, even people have no idea what he's going to eat tomorrow. Actually, these things are coming. Manda bhagga, most unfortunate, and upadrita. I always disturbed by so many natural disturbances, health disturbances, political disturbances. This is the position. So there is great necessity of pushing on this movement, Krishna consciousness, so that their life may be perfect, although it is a difficult job. But still, we are trying our best. If people take advantage of this movement, then the whole problems of his life will be solved. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.